Imagine for a moment in a hypothetical world that you just won the lottery and let's say won $86,400, and you had this great winning, and then all of a sudden you found out that someone stole $10 from you. They stole $10. Would you say, I'm going to spend the rest of my money and I'm going to conduct an investigation to try to find who stole that $10? That would be ridiculous. You'd say, $10, no big deal. It is what it is. I'll just let it go. I'll let it be. And Jesus says the same thing to us in the gospel today. There's this wheat, this field of wheat, and then someone sows weeds into the wheat. They said, you want us to uproot the weeds. Jesus says, let them grow together. In some sense, he says, just let it be. Just let it be. Stick with that example of $86,400, and each of us in every single day have 86,400 seconds in a day. 86,400 seconds in a day. And how often, when we think about our days, does something happen in 10 seconds? Maybe we see a quick story on the news. Maybe someone looks at us the wrong way. Maybe one of the kids are crabby waking up in the morning. Maybe a spouse is crabby waking up. And there's a quick interaction, 10 seconds, very short, but it stays with us. And we spend the rest of those 86,000 seconds going back to those 10 seconds or that 1 minute, those 60 seconds that went wrong. In some sense, Jesus says, let it be. Let it be. Don't focus on the weeds. Focus on the wheat. Focus on the blessings. Don't let those struggles, don't let those downfalls determine the rest of how we use our seconds every day. Mercy. Mercy. Patience. Let it be. But then Jesus goes on in the gospel and he says something a little bit even deeper in that sense of why do we not uproot the wheat with the weeds? He says if we uproot the weeds, we could uproot the wheat right along with it. And it's an interesting point because in society, so often what's odd about this world is that when we uproot a weed, we usually take something good with it. For example, we can look at the greatest saints, Mother Teresa. If she was not living in the weed of incredible poverty, we would not have the wheat, the greatness of her as a saint. So often the weeds and wheat go together. Maybe in our own lives at a practical level, it's the summertime and with kids, many times parents will sign their kids up for camps for a summer or some type of summer outing or baseball team, something like that. And usually sometimes when it's something new, right away kids will say, I don't want to do that. New kids, I'm kind of afraid. I don't want to do that. It's kind of that weed. It's something uncomfortable. But parents, you're going to go. You got to try it. But if at the very moment there was a sense of uncomfortable, we say, nope, we're not going to do it, you wouldn't have the blessing of being on that team, the blessing of being at that camp. We might look at it another way on the opposite end of life. Someone said to me just the other day, they said, you know, everyone wants to be old enough to see their grandchildren get married and to see their great-grandchildren even, but no one actually wants to get old. And their point was that they said they were spending more time going to the hospital and doctors than they were working before they were retired. But there's a sense of, with the blessing of old age, there's a sense of there's the weed of slowing down a little bit. There's a weed of aches and pains at times. And if we uproot that weed, we don't have the wheat. The invitation today is sometimes, yep, what are those 10 seconds? Something that happens in an instant that we're spending the rest of the day focusing on. And then where do we see in our lives perhaps something that is a weed, something that's getting us down, something that's demoralizing? And how can we see that within that weed, there's wheat? And then if we uproot that weed, we're taking a blessing along with it.